Cars Keys is brought to you by TixBlitz.com. TixBlitz.com. No service fees. The price you see is the price you pay, plus shipping. TixBlitz.com. Every ticket, every venue, everywhere.
Hey, what up, Barroom? Mrs. Cars here. I'm going to do my Cars Keys to the Game, the three keys against the Minnesota Vikings that I think are going to make the biggest difference for us in winning or losing the game. We'll start off talking about Minnesota's defense. You know, Mike Zimmer has been extremely good in his time at Minnesota on third down. Last year, they set an NFL record at a 25.2% third down conversion rate. And this year, they're not a lot worse. They're at a 25.7% clip. But where they are worse is in both yardage and points, where they're giving up a few more points per game, and they're giving up roughly 50 more yards a game. And that's even with having faced over the last few weeks the Cardinals, the Jets, and the Lions, and offenses that are just absolutely putrid and awful. What you recognize about Mike Zimmer is that he's extremely aggressive in and long situations, and that starts right away at first and 10. Over two-thirds of their sacks come in a first and 10, first and long, second and long, second and 10 type of situation.
Down goes Stafford.
That means that they're extremely aggressive, and it all starts with Danielle Hunter. While Everson Griffin obviously had some issues earlier on and he's come back, he still really hasn't been the same player that he was. But in his absence, Hunter has become quite possibly the second best pass rusher in the NFC behind Khalil Mack.
Pressure from Hunter, and Rodgers is sacked. Danielle Hunter.
You have to leverage their aggressiveness against them. And I say that because if you take a look at that Rams game, and I understand that the Rams are a different offensive team than anybody, but the Rams only went 1-for-6 on third down against the Minnesota Vikings. They still managed to put up 556 yards and 38 points offensively against that. By leveraging their aggressiveness against them, and if you can protect, right, again, the Rams only gave up a single sack that game, you're going to have a lot more down-the-field opportunities.
Play action to him. Goff floats, Kupp downfield. What a throw! Cooper Kupp! Goodbye! Touchdown, Rams!
And the reason for that is their defensive backfield isn't the same, and it has a little to do with Terrence Newman's retirement, but it has more so to do with the fact that Xavier Rhodes has not been the same player he was earlier. He's getting a lot handsier. He's not as locked down as he's been. Trey Waynes, who had been a disappointment up until last year, has taken another step back and has been beaten pretty royally. And that third down cover slot has been a big problem for them, right? So you have to take your opportunities against them, and there will be those, and those will be early on in the game. So make sure that you're not in third and long. It's always a good idea, no matter what team you are playing against. But realistically, it's even more important against them. Use that competitiveness, that aggressiveness against them early on. My second key is where you can really look to do that against. You know, Minnesota has been really bad at covering tight ends this year. Kittle from San Francisco went 5 for 90. Jimmy Graham went 6 for 95. Zach Ertz went 10 for 110. And even the Arizona game, Seals, Jones, and Gresham combined for 6 catches and 95 yards.
Off the play fake. Josh Rosen gets time, puts it up deep, and it is caught by Seals Jones, the tight end.
While their linebackers are really good in defending the run, they've had a lot of problem with that tight end slot. Now, against other teams, when you talk about probably the LAs and a little bit of the New Orleans, right, that third spot may not necessarily be a tight end. It may be a third wideout. That's the struggle. Where their nickel is, and quite candidly, whoever's across from Xavier Rhodes, that's where your mismatch is. I'm very hopeful for an Adam Shaheen return, because I believe a Trey Burton and Adam Shaheen kind of tight end, dual tight end set is going to be a nightmare for the Vikings. They're not going to know what to do. They're not going to be able to key in on a Sims or a Broniker, right, knowing what they're going to do. Both of those guys aren't up to the same level, but that's going to give us a tremendous advantage. And that doesn't even begin to go into, right, your Anthony Miller or Tariq Cohen, guys that they just don't have an answer for in the defensive backfield. And that takes nothing away from Harrison Smith, who may be the best safety in the division. But that's where you're going to really have to attack, is that tight end. When we talk about the other side of the ball, the Bears defense against the Minnesota Vikings offense, you know, the Vikings haven't really had much of a run game, and a lot of their numbers are a little bit inflated, right? So Dalvin Cook had a 70-yard touchdown run against a really bad Lions defense. His numbers aren't that great otherwise. I think they've had one or two games where they've rushed over 100 yards. Normally in every football game, what everybody tells you is make a team one-dimensional, and I think Minnesota, for the most part, does a good job of doing that themselves. The line, while it hasn't allowed a lot of sacks, is very problematic. But the key to this is starting stopping that passing attack. And everybody knows this. I'm not saying anything that's this wow moment. I've never thought of that. But when you really look at it, it's two guys. It's Thielen and Diggs. If you take actually receivers 3 and 4, which is Rudolph and Laquon Treadwell, if you add their yardage together, you just barely beat out Stephon Diggs. And Thielen is almost double Diggs, right? So these guys are doing tremendous things in the game, but you have to look at how they're attacking. I always go back to Trubisky gets a lot of crap for his average, you know, depth of his throws. But when you look at the advanced metrics on what Kirk Cousins is doing, his average yards in the air for a throw is 5.2 yards. We talk about yards to the stick, right? Whether he's where he's completing passes, are they at, you know, the stick being the first down marker? Are they before the stick or after the stick? He's actually got a negative 1.5 yards to stick number, meaning he's throwing the ball. If it's a 10-yard first down, he's throwing it at 8.5. Trubisky is over on the 10. So what they're doing is what has been kryptonite to the Bears all year, which has been a short passing game. But that short passing game is getting guys open in space. Coach Flip has done an amazing job in building this offense and scoring on an offense with really no run game whatsoever and an offensive line that's bad.
Cousins with time. Now it breaks down and he's sacked.
Kirk Cousins' average time to throw is around 2.6 seconds. So this is all right. Three-step, drop, go. And Thielen and Diggs are getting open. So the Bears have struggled with this all season, right? These are the games against Miami and Green Bay where they've really struggled. They have to do better at maintaining a closeness. They have to play really tight man against these guys and really make them to work to get open. And when they get open, they can't miss tackles. This is something where our safeties have to fill. They have to be there. They have to close fast. And that's what's going to take away that big play. Cousins doesn't take a lot of chances out there. His risk throw, his aggressiveness is one of the lowest in the league. So you have to take advantage of that. And as a little bonus, right, Cousins does like to fumble. So if you can get to him, you got to put him on the ground. You have to get a strip sack.
Mack strips it! He is unbelievable! Khalil Mack strips it down. If there's a quarterback with the ball, he's going to find him this year.
Those are my keys to the game, right? Be aggressive on first and second down. Take your chances. You got to leverage that tight end or that slot place where the Vikings have had a lot of trouble. And you've really got to stop a short, quick, fast passing game that they've leveraged here in Minnesota. And that's it for me. We'll talk again next week. Thanks.